You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is E-Man After Show. Join me each and every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio, starting May 30th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We talk, we listen, we take action right here on We Talk Radio Network. See you on the mic. E-Man
After Show. It is the E-Man After Show. I am excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. Here's another episode on We Talk Radio Network. Pretty tired tonight. I am excited that you guys would join me over here on We Talk Radio. It is the E-Man After Show. We are in the man cave. We just finished the Mandy the Mentor Show, and Mandy is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, we are excited that you guys would come on and join me on tonight on the E-Man After Show. We've been ripping and running all day long. It's been a busy day.
It has been a busy day.
Yes, it's been so busy, Mandy, until... I'm trying to get myself together here. We just finished up your show, but we have had a blessed day today. God has been good like that, and it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, how was your day? But I know how your day been.
Yeah, you know how my day been. It's been a day, but it's been very eventful, you know?
Yes.
I am happy to be back in the man cave.
Yeah, we are back in the man cave. We finished up the Mandy the Mentor Show. That is Mandy. Listen, guys, we want to thank all you that's chimed in tonight on the E-Man After Show. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Listen, if you want to talk to me tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456.
Yes, give him a call at 563. That's 999-3456.
Listen, guys, we got a brand new website. You can check us out. You can go to our website and check out all the great stuff that's going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com and check out all the great things that's going over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we got a YouTube channel, Mandy.
Okay, okay.
Didn't you tell me you had a bunch of stock in YouTube?
We just got something like that.
Well, yeah, I know you got stock in YouTube. All you guys out there that's got stock in YouTube, listen, we got a YouTube channel over there on We Talk Radio, Mandy.
Okay.
It is called We Talk Radio Network. Listen, guys, you can like this, and you can take a call, but I want you guys to subscribe. How do they subscribe, man? They just subscribe.
So on YouTube, guys, when you click in We Talk, just hit the subscribe button, and that'll log you right in. And when things are posted concerning We Talk Radio, you guys will get a notification.
Yes, and so we want you to subscribe because we're on all social media, and we want you guys to subscribe on. Man, you get thrown when you get over here, huh?
What are you talking about, man?
You get thrown off all this stuff over here.
Happening, but guys, subscribe to We Talk Radio.
Yes.
On all social media networks.
On all social media sites. That's fine. We Talk Radio Network. I know that's the same.
What? I'm just saying. But we talk everywhere.
Right, right. Well, we excited and delighted that you guys would join us. I see the phone lines are lit up. Listen, those of you are over on the network, thank you for listening tonight. We want to thank all of you guys for listening tonight. Listen, we've been appreciating Black Music Appreciation Month. It's been Black Music Appreciation Month all month long. This is the last Sunday. Ain't nothing like some black, good, feel-good music.
All right. Are we going to listen to some of that tonight?
Yeah, we're going to play a lot of music tonight. I see the phone lines lit up. But listen, we playing a lot of music because I'm tired. I've been ripping and running. Those of you know, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. And broadcasting this show down in Dallas, Texas. I've been a member of the Potter's House for 27 years. Been serving over there for 27 years, and actually today was our 25th church anniversary, and I'm tired because we have had a blast over at the Potter's House today. It has been off the chain. Shout out to Bishop Thomas Dexter Jake Sr., the senior pastor of the Potter's House Church. We have celebrated. Listen, we had a party out on the grounds over at the Potter's House today.
Okay, I bet that was nice.
What do you mean? You was there? Yeah,
you know what?
You be tripping. You know, well, you tired too, huh? Yeah.
I am very excited. Let me tell you guys something. I love E-Man so much. I'm really pushing myself. If I start to call off tonight, but I couldn't do you like that because you're always faithful.
Yes. Well, we have parted like Prince party like in 1999. Yeah, they had the grounds open over there. They had DJs. They had food trucks. Yeah, shout out to Bishop Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes. Listen, you call up here. Shout out to the Bishop of the Potter's House down here in Dallas. Those of you that's listening all around the world, we know you love your pastor. We ain't jelly. But Bishop Jakes have established the Potter's House Church for the last 27 years. A couple of years, they just get it up and get it running and get it established. But we're actually celebrating our 25th church anniversary. That's an awesome thing. We're here to stay. He ain't going nowhere. And so, yeah, he's here to stay. Potter's House is established. I think it's like five Potter's Houses. You know, five churches. I know we have one in North Dallas. The Frisco Church, we call it Potter's House North, with Pastor Cheryl Brady and Bishop Joby Brady. Then we have the Fort Worth Church, Potter's House Fort Worth, Pastor Winfield and Lady Winfield. And all the way up there in Denver, we have Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts and her husband, Pastor Roberts. They do the Denver Potter's House. Then they slide on over there to California, do Potter's House One Church LA.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to all the Potter's Houses, because guess what? We got it like that, and I'm just as peacock proud and high and happy to be a part of the Potter's House family. Been serving over there, work over in media and television over at the Potter's House, and we just thank God for what He has done and what He's doing. But Mandy, tonight we are talking. Well, let me see, what am I talking about tonight?
What are you talking about?
I know I've been in the relationship segment. I know
you
that
have.
I've been in the relationship segment, and we started out a couple of weeks, and we was talking to the brothers about you know, our relationship segment. I think I started out a big six question. I think a couple of weeks ago, man, I started out talking about, what was I talking about? How do you treat a woman? Come on, man. Yeah. Come on back. I've been ripping and running.
You've been ripping and running. But let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of great feedback about that segment that you had done about relationships. And
mm-hmm.
when you ask the men, how do you treat a woman? And after you basically get her, how do you keep her?
Right.
You got a lot of feedback. And also you received a lot of feedback about how long should you date or live with a mate before you marry them.
Yes, a lot
of people, they reached out, you know, and they really enjoyed the show. So just keep doing what you're doing. You have some hot topics.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to talk to me, if you want to write me, if you got a suggestion that you want us to talk about, you can write me here at eman@wetalkradio.com. I'll take all your suggestions. We'll read them. And thank you for all the comments. Thank you all of you that's listening over there on We Talk Radio. Man, I am woo-ah. I've been running all day. Let me see how my day started out. We started out at the Potter's House this morning. Mm-hmm. Then I slid over there to New Grace Pentecostal Church of God in Christ. And we streamed over there. Shout out to Pastor Schaffner and Lady Schaffner.
Yes.
Then I went back to the Potter's House. Why? Because we had a party on the grounds this evening.
Yes, there was.
And then we rushed over here to do the Mandy the Mentor show.
We did.
We had an awesome show on Mandy the Mentor show. We've been chilling like a bug. You know, it was fun. We had a great show. Y'all can check that show out. It's Mandy the Mentor. They over on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And so we do that great show. And then Mandy slide over here with me over in the man cave. And we're going to end up tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network.
I didn't realize that I slid so much.
Yeah, just don't fall. Just don't fall. And so we thank you. We thank you guys for joining us tonight. I think I'm going to put a big six question out there tonight, because last week we talked a little bit about how long, I think I asked the brothers last week, how long do you date a woman mm-hmm. and court a woman and live with a woman? Because, you know, all of these particular things that I, because, you know, someone really in and asked me to talk about that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of somewhat we read it. And so me personally, I think how you get to know a woman, how you get to date and court her, and you have to date her for a minute. You have to court her for a minute, and I just think you have to live with her. You know, it's nothing wrong with living with a woman.
But what's a minute? Because mm-hmm. because when you and your guests were speaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, I heard some of your guests saying, I heard the man saying 8 months, you know, within 8 months, you know, if you want to marry this woman, within 8 months to a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is a minute? We need, I need you to be specific.
Like 5 minutes. like 1 minute, because I got to get ready to go to break. And when I come out of the break, man, I'm going to ask the big six questions because, right. You know, I'm going to kind of tie in a little bit about, I'm going to talk about blended families tonight.
Okay.
You know, we'll talk about blended families because, you know, to all the single brothers that's out there looking to be married, by getting ready to get married, we kind of just start now, you really talking about, you really got to get to know your mate. And you really got to get to know a woman. So how do you do that? You date her, you court her, and you live with her. Because there's nothing wrong with living with your girlfriend.
Yeah, because I think that when we talked about this subject, people, they heard the question, but they were in their mind, they were thinking shacking, right?
Right.
The word shacking. And, you know, I thought about it. And if you don't mind, email, I just want to kind of bring clarity to that.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So
you got 1 minute because I got to take a break.
I'll try to talk fast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we understand, you know, a man and a woman living together, right? But
right.
That's not a sin. A sin is not living together. The Word of God does not specify shacking. The issue is two people come together and temptation arises.
Right.
And if they're not strong enough, then they will fall into sin. So the actual living with a man, a woman and a man living together, that's not shacking because you have men and women living together. They may not be in a relationship, but they're in the same household.
Right, right.
So it's the sin that happens after that if you're not strong enough.
And yeah, and if you don't believe what she's saying, you can slide over there. What I think is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:3-4. It actually talks about the fornication, the temptation. It don't say anything about living. So we know a man and a woman can live because, you know, you can be a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we was kind of, you know, because we was talking about Shaq and Mandy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first thing. I don't know why we think like this.
Mm-hmm.
But automatically, we all automatically think, oh, you can't live with a woman without unless you sleeping with her. Yeah, temptation is strong, but you got some women out there that celibate, and they're not gonna have sex. They're not gonna do any of that until they get married.
That's true.
And so you might find your sister that ain't gonna give you none until you get married.
Yeah.
You know. And so it just all depends on how strong. And so, you know, with that being said, man, listen, I got to take a break. And when we come out of the break, I see the brother standing by on the phone line. Well, I see somebody standing by on the phone line. I see him lit up. We're going to try to bring some of these brothers in. Because tonight, I want to talk about blended families.
That's good. That's a good topic.
Yes. Why? Why? Because they text me, mm-hmm. and they say, E-Man, I've listened to your show. I say, I ain't did but five. Because they made it sound like they've been listening. I say, listen, I want you to listen to all the shows on We Talk Radio. And they said, I said, I want you to go down there and just click on and listen to the E-Man show. And I said, well, I think your show, and it's pretty interesting, but, you know, I'm a blended family, and I want you to talk about that. So I'm going to try to get the brothers in here. We're going to talk about blended families tonight. It's all over here on We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man, and I'm excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. I'm 2 minutes over my break, so I got to go to break. Thank you, Mandy, for hanging out, because we tired. We done been over to the potter's house. I ate up all their food. I'm tired. Shout out to the bishop. And so you guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come on and get this love, yeah. Come on and get this love.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. It is even after school. I am back. I am back so excited and delighted that you guys have joined me on tonight. It is E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, Mandy, we're back. We're back. We're back in the building. We're here in the man cave just chilling like a bug. We are ripped and ran all day long, and I'm well. And so I'm glad that you guys would hang out with me tonight. We broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. This is where We Talk Radio Network is located at. We want to shout out to the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio, Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia D.
Yeah, she's a black woman.
She is.
And somebody asked me, say, why you keep saying she's a black woman? I don't want you to get it twisted. I want you to understand that our sisters is doing the doggone thing. And, you know, I'm all about my peeps. I'm all about the culture. I'm all about my people. You know, Jesus was black, and so she's a black woman.
She is a black woman. And she's doing the thing. She is a trailblazer, and she's raising up many that's coming behind her. So she's really doing it. I mean, shout out to you, Kia D.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia D, and shout out to all of you. I want to thank all you guys that's chimed in tonight. I see the phone lines are lit up. Listen, guys, if you want to talk to me, you can call me here at 563-999-3456 because We Talk Radio is heard all over the globe. And, you know, you might be in Jerusalem somewhere and you're listening to We Talk Radio tonight. And listen, if you want to talk to me tonight, you got to hit option one because tonight I'm doing a recap. You know, we started out in our relationship segment. And we first started out talking about how you get to know your woman. And how do you get to know your woman? I asked the question, my big six question was, how do you treat a woman? And furthermore, how do you keep a woman? Then I think I ended up last week talking about how long do you date a woman? How long you court or live with a woman before you ask them in the hand of marriage? I got to get my mind. I'm trying to get all these thoughts running out of my head, doing your show and running over here and doing this show. So, you know, I got to get all these thoughts out of my head, Mandy. But tonight, I want to somewhat, because this, you ain't got to be married. You know, you could be dating and courting, and that particular one you dating and courting may have some children.
They may.
And so a lot of sisters and a lot of brothers come with what they call a package deal. And, you know, you might start out dating a young lady and she have a child, you know, and then you marry her, and then you end up marrying her. And so you take on that responsibility. You are stepping up to, help her in raising her kids or she help you raising your kids. It goes both ways because some men have stepped up and they have their children. Because I know a lot of brothers that have their children.
Yeah.
And they get married and they marry a sister that steps in and help them just as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what does that look like when you have a blended family? You know, what does that really look like when you have a blended family? So I'm going to try to bring some of these brothers that's on the line. I see them standing by on the line. You know what? I don't know any names, but I just kind of somewhat remember numbers. Let me see. I think I got Mr. T. Smiley, the executive producer over here, director over here on We Talk Radio. Mr. T. Smiley, are you hanging out with E-Man tonight? What number are you coming in on? Because my big six question, if you heard it or not, is blended families. What number are you coming in on, Mr. T?
All right, I'm going 6-3.
He going 6-3? Yeah, he won 15 points. Mr. You in this conversation about blended family. Last four numbers, 4875. I want to say that's Anthony Smith, Deacon Anthony Smith. Hello, Deacon Smith, are you with me? What domino game are you, coming in on, sir?
Hey, brother, you man, he Deacon Smith here. Yep, I'm here.
I'm doing 6'2".
You want 5 points. You're going to cut it down, huh? So we got T. Smiley with 15. We got Deacon Anthony Smith with 5. We cut it down to 5. Last four numbers, 3,900. I believe that's Dwayne number. Hello, Mr. Dwayne Williams. How are you, sir? What domino are you coming in on, sir?
I'm fine. You know, I just stepped. I wasn't sure what the last brother had. So let's
five,
go.
5'5"2". He got 5 points. He had 5'2". What you got?
He's got 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
Let me come on with
6'2". 6'2", E-Man.
Yeah, he got 6'2". Mm-hmm. He got 5 points, I mean. Come on, you're holding up the game. My kids are getting cold out here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let me put
I'm gonna put six blank on it. Give you five. I'm gonna put six blank on it. Give you 5 points. You in this domino game?
Right.
You in this domino game? I don't know who this caller is, but I'm gonna bring you up. 1896. I see you flagging. 1896. You are in this conversation. Who is this?
This is DJ Daddy Rich, Kill's Buzz friend. Kill, we used to work at the radio station together. This is old boy, DJ Daddy Rich.
All right, Daddy Rich, you want to get in this conversation? What domino game you coming in on, sir?
Man, I just joined. I don't know nothing about this domino game thing. I just hooked up with y'all tonight because Kill just hit me up.
All right, well, you just stand by. You keep listening to it, and then we'll bring you back, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. All righty. So he flagged, and so I brought him in. And it was a brother. Well, we thank all of you guys on the phone line that's listening on the phone line. Listen, if you do want to talk to you, man, you got to flag me, and we'll bring you into this conversation. And so, fellas, how y'all doing this evening? How are y'all black men doing this evening?
Doing good.
Great, fine, mighty fine.
Well, we're excited and delighted that you guys would join the E-Man After Show. It is good to be living in this day and time. You know, I got some strong black men on the line. Listen, guys, I don't know about y'all, but I have had a weekend, and I'm tired.
Exactly.
I've been running all weekend long. We ended up at Potter's House Church today. I tell you, we done had a party. They might be still partying over at Potter's House. You know, we was throwing down like it was 1999. You know, so and Dwayne, you should know something about that. So we've been celebrating at the Potter's House. Why? Because it's our 25th. Church anniversary, they brought some of the old ones back. It was good to see Minister Steve Lawrence there today. He tore the house down, you know. Let's just praise the Lord. I remember when we recorded that album, Andy, and it was just exciting to be a part of that today. And we had a party on the ground. So, fellas, listen, I got a big six question. I know last week we was talking about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We was talking about courting, dating, and living with the sister. So now we done found out a little bit about how you treat a woman and how you keep a woman, because I think we all came to agreement or agreed that you just really got to know your woman, know your boo thing, you know. And they started giving us signs, and they started giving us different things about them that we can learn. And, of course, we giving them different sign languages. They trying to get to know us because the little boy in us that's coming out, and they can't read us. And by the way, guys, over there on We Talk Radio, we are recording the E-Man After Show. I got cameras in here all in my face. I'm tired. And me and Mandy got cameras. Why? Because this show is being videoed as we speak. And so you might hear a lot of noise going on tonight because we're videoing the E-Man After Show. And so I'm excited and delighted for the video team that's here tonight. Mandy?
Yeah.
You hanging out with me tonight?
I am hanging out.
Yeah. Mandy done got all cutified because she's on the camera tonight.
Yeah.
She's up under light, so she done went got her eyelashes done and her hair did.
Always. Always. But let me just say this.
Go right ahead.
I just want to say, E-Man stated that the cameras are in the background. They are. So it will not be me tonight going through the refrigerator and just, you know.
Oh, you're going to be on your best behavior tonight, huh?
Taking over the E-Man's cave.
Well, we're excited. The cameraman, they sitting there laughing. Well, we want to thank you guys that's joining us tonight, joining this conversation. Hello, Dwayne. How you doing, man? I ain't talked to you in a few days. How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah, well, I know you blessed and black and highly favored, so that's what's up. Deacon Anthony Smith, when we talked to you, you was up there in Columbus, Ohio this time last week. And I do know you received your minister's license, right?
Yes, sir, Brother Eldridge. I went to the finance ministry class for 2 years. We had our graduation and our final test on Friday. So I did receive minister's license from the Potter's House. And I give a shout-out to Pastor Jake also. You asked about a shout-out to him. I'd like to give that shout-out to Pastor Jake for the wonderful job that he is doing over there at the Potter's House. I was involved on their 25th anniversary this morning. All the graduates, most of the graduates showed up, and he did give an announcement to us, had us stand up acknowledge ourselves. So we had a wonderful time this morning, and I thank you, Brother Eldridge, E-Man, just for what you do, man. Yes.
Well, we're excited for you, man. We're excited for you and your beautiful wife that y'all are ministers now, huh?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Don't know what y'all going to be doing, but y'all ministers, huh? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly, yes. Well, you know, my wife's been a minister for a while, but she got Potter's House license now.
Yes, well, she can minister. She can teach that word. So we're excited for her. And so, yes, I was there. I was in the production room. I kind of seen all of that. So we was excited at what all God has done today over at the Potter's House. And those of you that like, well, where's the Potter's House? I don't know nothing about the Potter's House. It's down here in Dallas, Texas. You know, when you come to Dallas, you can tour We Talk Radio Network. I recommend that you got to get that on the mic. You know how people fly in all over the world?
Yeah.
And it's a tourist place. We're going to have them on tour We Talk Radio Network.
That would be great.
That's going to be awesome. Why? Because Kathy Hughes is going out, and Miss Kia Davis is coming in on the scene. Y'all
yes,
better ask somebody.
Yes, she is.
Mr. T. Mr. T. Smiley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing? How was your weekend, sir?
Oh, you know what? I had a great weekend. I was part of one of my friend's weddings, and so that actually went good. I got a chance to help him out. He, you know, when people get married, they stress out at the last minute over some little things, you know. So I had to step in and do my part, but we had a great time. It was a good turnout, great turnout. So. That and just enjoying the day.
That's awesome, man. I mean, you know, I got to hear a little bit of you on last week. Excuse me, I believe it was Destiny interviewed you for Father's Day and found out you was a good day.
Yes. My two lovely girls. Oh my goodness, yes. And I think they got a chance to be on the radio, on my radio show for Father's Day weekend, so that was great.
Right.
I had my oldest daughter prayed out, so that's always awesome.
P, I didn't know you was a drummer.
Yes, sir.
Oh, get a drummer song. We got a drummer. Man, we doing the doggone thing over here, We Talk Radio. You a drummer. Ain't nothing like the drummer, because, you know, the drummer leads everything. Most people think it's the organ player, Mandy, but the drummer is the one who really leads the band.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know I know that, did you, man?
I did not.
It's a lot you don't know about me.
Well, you smart. You real smart.
No, I ain't on that little small bus that you know about. Well, yeah, Mr. T, I really enjoyed the interview, sir. And just thank you. Kudos to you, man. Kudos to you, black man, for, you know, you're doing a lot, brother. And, what are you over here on We Talk Radio? The executive producer? You probably own half of We Talk Radio. You don't have to We Talk Radio, Mr. P. Well, no, brother, thank you for all that you're doing over We Talk Radio. Thank you for being a girl's dad, because I have a daughter, too. My daughter is grown, you know, real grown. And, you know, let me tell you something, Mr. P. I don't know how old your daughters are, but when they get growner, I don't know, you know, if that's a word, they still stay in your pockets. My daughter think I'm an ATM machine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. My oldest daughter is 8, and my youngest daughter is 6. And already now that they see, you know, me working in the radio industry, and they know that I'm the director of operations over here, and they know, Daddy got people that call in and ask questions and stuff like that, and they like, you know, can we come to the studio and can we tell people what to do? I say, no, nah, y'all got a little bit more growing to do. Y'all got a little bit more growing to do.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing, man, where we salute you, and I'm taking the time to salute you tonight, because it's an awesome thing, because, you know, you got people say, where are all the black men? Well, here they are.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yes, they're on We Talk Radio Network. He's the operator. What did you say you were over here on We Talk Radio?
Director of operations
over here on We Talk Radio. You know, he's doing the doggone thing. The brother is working. Got two beautiful kids. You know, he's just doing the doggone thing. So shout out to you. How old are you, Mr. T, if you don't mind me asking?
You know what? I'll be 33 in a couple weeks.
Oh, you're just a little young whippersnapper. I hear you.
That's doing his thing.
That's doing the doggone
yes.
thing. No, shout out to you, black man, this young black man that's doing the doggone thing, you know. Man, shout out to you. I'm peacock proud and high and happy that, you know, you keep on being the father that you are because there's some good men out there. And, you know, well, we just want to celebrate you. And Deacon Smith is on here, another great black man that's on here that's married. Because, Mr. T, you're not married. You're single, though, right, brother?
It's funny you asked me that because, mm-hmm. you know, this topic, tonight's topic is about blended family. And so I want to start it out by saying, you know, I have my two daughters, but it's funny how, you know, things work. I met Miss Kia, and mm-hmm. you know, that was one of the first things that I laid on the table. You know what I'm saying? If we're gonna be a man and be honest about everything, when we meet somebody that we're interested in,
I'm losing
you, know,
you Mr.
Gotta
T. I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, because this is good.
All right, can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. You kind of fading out a little bit on me.
Fading now. Uh-oh.
Now I can hear you. I can hear you much better.
You can hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, so I was just saying, so, you know, when I met her, you know, we have to lay things out on the table, especially, you know, if we want to be honest with this special someone, you know. So straightforward, you know, I have two daughters, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we're going to talk, you have to understand I have two kids and I love my girls, you know, to death. So it's just mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm not coming by myself. And then at the same time, you know, I want somebody to treat my kids, you know, as if they was their own, you know what I mean? And Miss Kia has definitely done a great job in that with my daughters, and so they love her, and so you know it makes my blended family good. Yeah.
So if I'm hearing you right, because it sounds like you're telling me something, you know, I ain't trying to get in your business, but I'm gonna get in your business because I'm a black man like that. You know, I just asked the question. You know, you could put it out there. Am I hearing? Is you and Kia D doing the doggone thing? Is that what I'm hearing?
You know what?
I mean,
you know what? Yes, you are.
You don't got low on me. You gonna have to speak up, black
please
man.
Speak up.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is exactly what I'm saying. Me and Miss Kid.
Oh, okay.
We all actually. Right.
Hey,
yes,
hey, ho.
We
come on, brother.
Together
celebrate
about
this, brother.
Two,
okay.
We've been together
what's
about 2 years.
What's up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I listen very well, Mr. T.
Yes, sir.
Mm, okay. Oh well, that's what's up. I'm going to have to come hang out with y'all.
Yeah, definitely. Come hang
out
with
y'all. Yeah, I'm going to have to come hang out because Miss Kia D is one of my good friends. So, oh, so you the brother I need to talk to, huh? Oh, man, you're going to have to talk, Mr. T. It's all
yes,
good,
sir.
Brother. I think I just heard you say you and Kia D is a little something-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hey,
yes,
so
sir.
I ain't going to be messy, sir. You know. This is what we do around the domino table, though, right?
Hey, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
I mean? Yeah.
Listen, I think you got a beautiful sister. You know, she's a black queen, and kudos to you and shout out to you. Cause see, I listen very well. You know, I said, well, I ain't gonna get in the brother business, but you know, it just sound likes to me. Manda over here blinking her eyes, like, what is he saying? He's saying that Kia dig his kids.
And that's a good thing. I think that's awesome. And let me tell you this. I think that Kia D is a very fitting woman. I don't know you, T. Smalley, but I have had the opportunity to speak with Kia D on a couple of occasions, and I just love her spirit. I love a lot of things about her, and I know that she's going to be a great woman to walk out life with you.
I appreciate that. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're excited for you, but guess what? I got to take a break. And when we come back out of break, because I'm finna click over and talk to you, Mr. T. I'm finna get the real dirt.
Put it on three-way.
Wait, listen, guys, we got to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking to these brothers, because I got a question out there. We're talking about blended families tonight, because, you know, everybody got them. Ain't nothing wrong with them. Just make sure they take, you know, they love your cheering. That's all I got to say. Yeah. And listen, y'all guys, keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the, oh, I'm getting ready to say the man to the mentor.
The man after show.
Yeah, cause he got to help me, man, and we've been running all day.
Yes, we will be back with more of the E-Man after show after this. Keep it locked.
You're listening to The Sound.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
check one. My mic sounds like check one. Oh, 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 it's the E-Man after show. It's the E-Man after show.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. It is another episode of We Talk Radio Network. Listen, guys, if you want to talk to me tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. And listen, I want you to go over there to the website. I want you to log on, www.wetalkradio. Tell a friend. Tell a friend about the E-Man After Show. You know, they can listen over there on the network. All social media. And you can check out great shows that's over here on We Talk Radio. I got some fellas standing by on the line tonight. Listen, I'm pushing this YouTube channel. I'm gonna have a sign out there say, YouTube channel, WeTalkRadioNetwork.com. Yes, because we want you to go on there. You can like and share. You can even make a comment. But don't do none of that unless you subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. Why? Because we talk, we listen,
and we take action.
For show that. Well, I'm excited and delighted that you guys would join me again tonight for another episode. I got some brothers standing on the line. We just chilling like a bird because I'm really tired. I'm gonna be flat out honest with you. I have had a long day today. And Mandy's in the studio. Mandy, you drinking wine over there? What are you drinking?
I got this water and this vitamin juice.
And a big old cup of wine. To see the bar,
really,
Mr. T, the bar is open over here. We talk right, over here at the E-Man Studios. And listen, put her on the camera.
Please,
yeah,
put me on the camera.
Turn that camera toward. Yes, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, turn that camera toward her. Yeah, so they won't be thinking I'm lying. We are recording the E-Man After Show tonight. We're excited and delighted that these guys would join us. We are talking about blended families, and if I heard correctly, I sound like we got a match on here. You know,
yeah.
Is that, Mr. T, is that how you do it? You know, you get in the radio and you meet you a little something. Is that how you do it, sir?
No, you know what? No, man. You know what? That's one thing I can say that I can say. You know, I wanted to do came in that just because I seen what somebody had going on, I wanted to be a part of only because of that. I didn't even know her. I didn't even know that she even had the radio network for mm-hmm. a little bit while you know,
right.
when we first started talking. So just to be able to have the opportunity to be on here and then move from a radio host, a hot topic panelist to having my own show, and then now being director of operations, I feel like it was a great opportunity. So I appreciate the. I'm very thankful for the moment and the opportunity. So,
that's awesome. Because I do the Man to the Mentor show.
You do.
And, yes, sir.
You know, I went on your show talking with you, my radio wife.
You did.
And everybody that made us marry, man.
Everybody.
You know, when I'm going to get my ring, when you going to propose to me?
When you going
to
give me mine?
I don't know. Yeah, Mr. T, I do the Man to the Mentor show. I've been doing that show for a year and, 6 months. We done did over 91 episodes now. And, you know,
okay.
I started out the show. Mr. T, I started out calling a Carvacious. I think the first show I did, Mr. T, I said, welcome to the gifted, the talented, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the anointed, the Carvacious. And Mr. T, everybody said, Carvacious? Because, you know, he was like, well, what is he talking about? I said, you can't see she's fine with all that booty and hips, you know. And they was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then Mr. T, they was looking at me like, ain't you a Christian? I say, Christian, man, we see booty. We see fire. What you mean? You know?
Right. What you
mean? So after that, Mr. T, I start calling I start saying my radio wife. Other people start saying she was my radio wife.
Well, I graduated to chocolate chip.
Yeah. Then I graduated to chocolate chip. Then I start calling her chocolate chip. Because, you know, she ain't but 4'2", and she real
hold
short
on,
and chocolate.
4'11", get it right.
4'11" with heels on, and she's dark and all that metal-y, and she just, you know, so I say in my chocolate chip. Then Mr. T, somebody sent us some chocolate chip to the studio. You remember that, man?
I do.
And Kia, I was actually interviewing Kia D. We was interviewing Kia D. It was the show that we was interviewing Kia D on the Man to the Mentor show.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some, Mr. T, we got some chocolate chips because I was calling Mandy my little chocolate chip, right? And somebody
wow.
sent some, and check this out. We don't give the number to the, we don't give an address or none of that to the studio. And so the cookies showed up, so I blessed them and I ate them. And Kia D and Mandy came in there talking about, what was y'all saying? Kia D was saying something and Mandy was saying something.
First of all, we were saying that we would not have eaten those cookies, not knowing where they came from.
Listen, when I pray over my food, I don't know where the other food come from either. I just pray over it and eat it.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah, so we ate the chocolate chips, and then, you know, then people like, y'all act like y'all married. I said, and somebody said, is that your radio wife? I just said, yeah, we've been running with it ever since.
Yeah, but we get that a lot, though. We get that a lot from a little bit of everywhere we go.
So it might be a little something to that, Mr. T. Dwayne.
I'm about to say.
Hello, Dwayne.
I'm listening.
Hello, Anthony. Yeah, y'all guys doing all right? We got two other guys on the line, and we're talking about blended families. And so tonight,
I'm sitting here by your side. I'm right here.
Yeah. We talking about blended families. I'm excited because I was listening to Mr. T a while ago. You know, and one thing about radio and all of us personalities. One of the things, because I went to Tom joined a broadcasting school, and I was, you know, a mentor about some of the best. And the thing they have always taught me in radio is key is listening, you know, no matter what. It's not so much of talking, you know, you can talk, but the key is listening. And so as I was listening to Mr. T, I sensed something that I heard there, Mandy, that Mr. T and you wait till Mr. T, is it all right if I call Miss Kia B after the show? Because you know I'm going to blow her up. What's going on with you over there?
I already beat you with the text.
You already texted
me? It's okay. It's okay. You can do that. You can do that. It's all right.
You know, can me and Mandy be in the wedding? You know, I don't know if y'all, I may be going too. Well, you know, I heard wedding bells, Mandy. I don't care what you, I know what I just heard. Listen, I listened real well. I heard wedding bells. I heard all of that just for like 5-10 minutes ago.
Okay.
What did you hear, Mandy?
Huh?
What did you hear?
You know, I'm in agreement with you.
Okay. Yeah, so listen, you know, I wish Miss Kia D would call in because, you know, hey, ho, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Get Kia.
It's your birthday. Go Kia. It's your anniversary. It's your 11-year anniversary.
Hold
by the way, we're celebrating our 11-year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio. Why? Because I think this network started out in 2010. And this black woman, this sister, she have done the doggone thing. She have hung in there. Have a lot of great personalities come through. And it's, you know, it's just good to stick to something. Because I was listening to the youth on there this weekend. The youth, I think it was the Ken and Rye show. I was listening to them on Saturday at 2:00. I believe they on Saturdays at 2:00. And I was listening to them, Mandy. And you know, these little journalists they got going on over here, boy. You know, listen. You guys want to check them out. You want to check them out, you know, on, I think it's Kid the Ken and Rye show. It's at 2:00 every Saturday right here on We Talk Radio Network. And they was tripping me out, man.
They were?
Yeah, them young folk, they be doing the doggone thing.
I heard they had a power there.
Yes, because, you know, they got the young folk. And Dwayne, I want you to tell your son about, you know, I do want you to tell your son about We Talk Radio because on Saturdays, it starts out on Friday nights, Mandy. It starts out on Friday night with, Friday Night Hypes with DB.
Okay.
Yeah, little Destiny, you know, she's hype. Listen, she's hype like that, you know. And she got her own show because she said, guess what? Somebody told me I need to do my own show. Well, guess what? Destiny got her own. Hello, Destiny World, if you're listening out there.
All right.
Yes, we're excited for her. We're excited for all the radio personalities over here on We Talk Radio. Oh, guys, I know I'm rambling on, and I got about 8 minutes because I'm really tired. You understand what I'm saying? I know Deacon Smith tired. Deacon, you back in Dallas? Yeah, you back in Dallas, right? Deacon Smith? Okay, I think I lost him. He could be on mute. He's back in Dallas, you know, and he got an award for the Potter's House on today. And we're excited that he did get award for the podcast. Dwayne, are you there?
I'm right here.
Yeah. We thank you, Dwayne, for hanging out. I'm just chilling, Dwayne. You done had a full day today, too, haven't you, Dwayne?
Definitely.
What did y'all do at the Potter's House North out there?
We had Pastor Shel Brady to deliver the message. And, yeah, it's... we're trying to get back into that group.
Y'all had no party after the party? They had a big party over at the main church today.
No, we didn't even they didn't even mention it.
Oh wow!
But we had church today, and things are coming back together.
Well, man, just to share with you, because you know me and Dwayne, we serve the party house. He may be at the North Dallas Church. I may be at the main or whatever, because we float around quite a bit. But actually, man, Steve Lawrence was there today. But actually, you know, they're getting ready to do this big red carpet thing, man. But I'll talk to you about that, because tonight we're talking about blended families. And so, listen, I think I got the CEO on the line. And I think Miss Kia D have showed up on the line, because, oh, I'm finna mess with her. Let me see if I can pull her up. Let's see if I can pull the founder up. Miss Kia D, hello, Miss Kia Davis, how are you?
I am fabulous. How are you, E-Man?
Listen, I am absolutely fabulous. I'm feeling fabulous. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. And me and Mandy over here just chilling because we tired. But shout out to you, Miss Kia D.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can you give us a, you know, what do Wendy Williams call it? Hot topic? This is a hot topic tonight. Let's switch my whole show.
Really?
Because I'm all out in y'all business tonight. What's going on, Kia? How you doing?
I'm super blessed and highly favored. I was excited to hear about the blended family topic, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, this turned into a T. Smiley show. T. Smiley, and then I was like, I'm being summoned. Uh-oh, here we go. Oh, man. So, I actually feel like I'm the blessed one, so, yeah.
You are. You know, you got your good black man there. Because, you know, Kia, we both know the key to radio is listening. And as he slid in there, you know, I talked to, I had to let her know I had two girls. And I looked at man, I said, is he trying to tell us something? And man, they say, E-Man, don't start getting in them folk business. I say, listen, she'll know how I am, but she's going to get to know how I am. You know, I hear her every way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited and delighted for you guys. Listen, I love black love. Ain't nothing like some black love.
That's right.
Listen, I'm telling you, I do as well. You know, we really do know how to love, and we need to see more of it. And I'm excited that I have the opportunity to love in this way and love an incredible black man that is so amazing to me. And we do have a blended family. We don't live together, but we do have a blended family. We already see each other as a family, and you know, mm-hmm. his girls are amazing. My two girls love him. His girls love me. It's awesome. So it's a lot of fun. And one of the things that you said when you began to talk about blended families is, what does it look like? Well, it looks like a lot of patience, love, kindness, and never giving up. That's what it looks like. You know, because there, when you bring a man into your daughter's life, or a man when you bring them into your son or your daughter's life, when you bring a child into, when you bring an adult into somebody's life and they don't know them, it takes a while for not only the mom and dad to get to know each other, but now you have to also incorporate the children and how to love them, because each individual child needs to be loved in a different way. And so that can be heavy weighted on a step parent or a parent that's coming from the outside. And if they don't know how to do it properly, you will marry the wrong person. And and even though you should marry quote unquote for your children, you should not marry for your children. You have to find a mate that will, because if you perish, that person will potentially take care of your children. And if they can't do it properly while mm-hmm. you're alive, why in mm-hmm. the world you think they're going to do it while you're dead? So you have to consider all of those things, you know, when you're dating and looking or not looking, and that you just happen upon a good mate. If that good mate is not potentially good for your children, he's not a good mate for you.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the CEO, Miss Kia Davis. She's the CEO and founder of We Talk Radio. She's doing an awesome job. And, you know, me and the mentor, we all over here in their business tonight, because, you know, I thought I heard a little something. So I'm excited to know that they are a couple. And I know Kia has some beautiful kids, beautiful children, because her children are grown now.
Thank you.
And, you know, for this this young man to come in and say, listen, you know, I want to be the, I know we use the word stepfather, you know, when we get married and we blend families, but the father, you know, he's going to be the father of her
Absolutely.
Children, and she's going to be the mother of his two daughters. And so as they blend that union together, you know, as they come together, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see. Deacon Smith, do I got you on the line? Because I wanted to ask Deacon Smith a question because I know he's married, and he married a young lady. His wife has a son. Deacon Smith, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, brother. Hey, man. Yes, sir.
Deacon Smith, you know, I know because you're another awesome father, you know, and I know, you know, you've been raising your son. And you, I mean, when I talk to you, you don't consider him your stepson. That's your son, you know.
Yeah, I treat him and that's how I talk to him, as my son, not my stepson. So he's been calling me dad for a very long time. And, man, that's been a beautiful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, guys, guess what? I'm almost out of time. I just heard the time ticker, Mandy. You know, we ain't even got into the conversation. Listen, we're gonna have to pick this conversation back up next Sunday night. You know, you guys call in next. Go ahead. Did somebody say?
I said yes, sir. We can do that.
Yeah, we'll pick this conversation back up next Sunday night because I got 1 minute left. You know, and I'm tired. And I'm gonna get some rest. Well, we want to thank all of you guys that joined the E-Man After Show. Thank you, Kia D. Thank you, Mr. T Smile. It's been an interview with Mr. T Smile and Miss Kia D. And we're excited
thank
about
you.
It. We talking about blended families, and listen, we'll talk about blended families next Sunday night. Listen, guys, listen. Let's think big.
Yeah,
because I believe in God.
God believes in me.
And we are all living proof.
Until next time.
You want us to be blessed next time, man?
You need to listen. I know you're tired, but just listen.
Well, guys, we got to get on up out of here tonight. We want to thank all you guys that joined the E-Man After Show on tonight. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.